And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check at Sears Auto Center. See store for details.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover
Minus is gonna be on the air.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
So much for lucky or unlucky shirts.
Yeah.
If you listened yesterday, you know that Dan has a Cardinal shirt. And he wore it yesterday, and he said every time, and I think this is a great topic to talk about. He said every time I wear this shirt, the Cardinals lose. Every time.
And it's a Cardinal shirt.
It's a Cardinal shirt. Blue and red, the Cardinal logo. He said, but this particular shirt, every time I wear it, they lose. And I said, well, then why are you wearing it? He said, because I want them to lose. Now, before you all that didn't hear this get bent out of shape, we'll explain this. and last night, he wore it yesterday. And look what happened last night. They won.
Wait a minute, though. You said that your girlfriend was going to make you take it off before the game started.
She didn't. She did not make me take it off. Well, here's why. I wore it the entire time.
Here's why. Because you're a man. You're a man's man. and you're the man. And no girl, no wife, no girlfriend's going to tell you what to do. Am I right?
That's right. That's
so you wore it the whole game?
Yeah, I did. I wore it the whole game. I had a feeling going in to last night that the Cardinals were going to win because it's reverse psychology.
Okay. Don't backpedal this because I'm going to be your defender here. I'm a defender of the truth. When people tell the truth and they're honest, that's what I'd rather hear, even if it's something unpopular. Now, Dan only got one nasty response. Is it on our Facebook page, I think?
Some gal's
been out of shape.
Yeah, she got mad at me.
Because who cares? So he wore a shirt and he wanted him to lose. Here's the deal. If you listen yesterday, the reason he wanted them to lose was it was going to cost him a gig with his band if they won, meaning the place, the venue for the gig was going to now hold a come on out and watch the game event and cancel the band. So now that's what's going to happen. So he was just being honest. Let me tell you something. Last week, I spoke to three different business owners. And again, this is not now a segment about, ooh, we want the Cardinals to lose. This is a segment about keeping it real and being honest. I spoke to three business owners who all said, holy cow, I wish these Cards would lose and this thing would be over because it's killing their business. At the same time, there are businesses that reap the benefits.
Are praying for them to keep going.
Yes, yes.
Thrive.
If you're downtown, oh my goodness, this is the greatest news in the world. If you're a cab driver, if you're in the hotel business, if you cater parties where people get together and watch the game, there are a lot of people that benefit. But there are also, and again, I hope they win the World Series. Most people do, and deep down, Dan does too. Mm-hmm. But here's the deal. The truth is, if you're honest and you have a business and this is killing your business, one of the people I talked to last week said, about an hour before the game starts, we might as well close this place up because nobody's here. Unless you're a sports bar with a bunch of TVs, good luck. You might as well not be open. And they were just being honest. And deep down, if they found out it's over, the cards are out of it, whoo, their honest reaction would be, all right, let's reorder and stock up because we're going to get people in the store again. That's just the way. It's just the way it is. It's good for some and not as good for others. Overall, what's better? Of course, it's better for the Cardinals to win. Of course, it's better that we go to the World Series. But the other thing we've learned is this business about lucky shirts and unlucky shirts is a bunch of crap. That shirt didn't do anything. They won, and he wore it, and it was supposed to keep him from winning. But
well, I wore the same jersey that I wore the other night when they won, so mine canceled.
So your shirt,
mine's more powerful.
Your shirt actually does have power.
Yes,
has power. I have done that, and I guess I don't want to say I'm superstitious, but I think I am because most people that have played sports are superstitious.
Oh, absolutely.
Like Tony La Russa would always wear the same something, socks or something. If they won, he would wear the same socks. Most players...
And I think that's fine, but if you really think it through, it's stupid.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
Johnny Carson used to wear mismatched cufflinks every night. His cufflinks never matched. It was a superstition thing.
Yeah.
I think he did that one time, and he auditioned for a game show, and he got it, so he thought, I'll just keep... It's stupid.
Yeah.
But I don't have a problem with people that want to do that. Just like yesterday, we said 25% of the commercial airliners don't have a row 13. It's stupid, because row 14 is actually row 13. You're still in row 13. But to get mad at Dan, and you know what this says about our audience? You get it. It's a bit... Dan, of course, in the whole scheme of things, wants him to win. But would he be all upset if they lost and then he got to go do his gig? No, he kept his gig. Be honest. You got to be honest about this stuff. Now, we're going to get to the Burke segment and we're going to get to your calls because today's Thursday. Today is our big heavy-duty phone call day. This is the day we can take more calls than any other day. And if you want to talk about baseball, that's fine. I'm not your guy. I don't know enough to carry on much of a conversation with you. Casual observer. I did watch the game last night. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It wasn't the greatest game I've ever seen. It wasn't the worst. It wasn't completely boring. You weren't on the edge of your seat. It was good. It was a good, solid game. And defensively, those Cardinals, I don't know that they ever have played much better. I mean, I watched double plays and balls and just thought, wow. I mean,
Cosmo was
they were just,
airborne.
They were on it. They were just on it. The Pirates just really didn't have a chance because they were psyched. And a lot of it had to do with, I guess, being home. But here, before I give the numbers, before we start taking calls, before we do the Burke segment, here's my observation. Have we not, kind of overdone the spraying champagne in the locker room thing? I mean, really? Are you going to do it? I think they did it after they got into the playoffs.
Right.
Okay. Then they do it when they win the division. Then they do it again when they win the pennant. Then they do it when they're... Come on. I mean, it's not even something anymore that you look at and go, hey, look what they're doing. It's all it's planned. The sheets of plastic are put up. Save it for the big win. At least maybe just the pennant win and the World Series. Am I crazy here? It's lost its luster to me. Spraying a bunch of champagne around. Are they going to start doing it every time in the season they win a home game?
Series. Series win if they win the series.
I just think it's – we've seen that. We've seen that act.
Yeah, I don't think it's going
to And I like spontaneous things. The first time I saw Gatorade poured on a guy when he didn't know it was coming many years ago, oh, man. And now you know they're dressed for it and they're ready for it. I get it.
It is great, though. There's a St. Louis media person who has a hairpiece. And
I know he's a TV guy, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's always funny to see him in there because he has a hat on.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing else to do besides you have to wear a hat unless you want to.
And they love going over to the TV guys and dousing him with champagne and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I saw Marvin Kiljoy in there last night.
They douse him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, isn't he drink a lot anyway? Because he probably already reeked of. He's kind of a drunk. He seems kind of intoxicated when he's here.
I think
I'm
he's
kidding,
just
of course. It's a joke. Okay, don't email me. Don't text me, Marvin. It's a joke. But I don't know. It doesn't. When I see it anymore, it doesn't light me up. It.
It's because you're used to it. The Cardinals are in. What, this is the
yeah, that's true.
We're used to it.
You're following a team that's doing it a lot, whereas if it was a team that does it once every
that's
know,
a great point.
15, 20 years.
No, that's a very good point. If you were the Pirates, who hadn't won a World Series for, what, 35 years or whatever it was? Yeah.
That's why the national media hates us. I mean, you can hear it every game.
But here's the deal. They don't seem to ever hate the Yankees when they have a streak and a run for years like that. They don't hate
them. Because that's a New York team.
Hold on here. Why hate us?
Because ESPN is based on the East Coast.
When the Cowboys, it seemed like, were every year in the Super Bowl, or at least the playoffs, nobody ever said, I've had enough of those Cowboys. It just became America's football team.
Atlanta.
Yeah, St. Louis. We're not supposed, you know what it is? We're not supposed to do that.
Right.
But the Atlanta Braves, had that big run where they made the playoffs every year.
The 90s, yeah.
Nobody seemed to mind.
No, and they even got to the point where their fans, the first couple rounds of the playoffs,
wouldn't even show up.
They wouldn't show up for all the games.
They
weren't sold out. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, we're just disrespected. We are. It's like a lot of other things.
Yeah, last night it was all about, oh, what a great run the Pittsburgh had this year. It was a great story, and it ends here, unfortunately.
Well, you know what? All the more reason to keep it going.
All right.
It's like when you're the kid in school that everybody says will be a nobody, show them. Be a somebody. We'll show them.
And the
just
Blues won last night.
Yeah, and don't you feel kind of bad for them because they're overshadowed by the game, the Cardinal game?
I was flipping back and forth, and the Blues were, I think they were sold out, too.
In coverage. If you turned on the news, Cardinals, and they finally got to, and the Blues won, 3-0 or something?
3-2.
They
beat the Blackhawks, And with Alex Steen scored a goal with 20 seconds left in the game.
Yeah, very cool.
Now, see, that's a good game. When that happened.
That was a tremendous game. I kept flipping back and forth.
I don't know. What is that? Hopefully that's cheap champagne, because, boy, they pop a lot of bottles.
Yeah, I don't know.
I hope it's Corbel or some $4 bottle thing.
I don't think
it's Cristal or what's Ace of Spades.
I don't think it's that.
I'd like to see him cut the budget and do box of wine.
Franzia?
No, break out cases of Vess and spray them into the plant.
There was a couple years ago, too, and I thought it was going to be a continuing thing. They wore goggles. Remember that? They all wore goggles because, the champagne, you could see them grimacing from the champagne burning their eyes. I don't know why they don't do that anymore.
Well, they should do it because your eyes are fairly important if you're a ball player. I wouldn't do anything to jeopardize my sight if I were a baseball
player. And it's fun, too, to see because we have such a young team, you know, a lot of rookies and things like that, to see them enjoy something like this for the first time. Matt Adams.
How about David Freese sort of revitalizing his status?
Yes.
Everybody's saying, David's kind of been off. He's been then, boom, here he comes. And I thought, all right, he just sort of...
A couple more of those, and he can do whatever he wants.
Seal the deal again. All right, that's about all I know. That actually is all I know about sports, and that's not very much. And the rest is up to you. We are going to do it, but we're going to do a Burke segment. We have so many calls coming in. We're going to take those because, like I always tell you, listeners come first. And here's the other thing. The reason I take a lot of calls on Thursday, as opposed to having book authors on here or various guests or people from magazines, those people bore me. You folks actually interest me. I'm more interested in you and hearing what you have to say than I am interviewing most of the people I hear interviewed. They're just not that interesting.
I couldn't imagine doing a show without talking to there's a station in town, a sports station, I'll say. They do not take any calls from listeners.
What?
Yeah.
How can you do that?
Because they feel that
and they sit there and spew
all
out.
They do is dumb down the sports talk, so they just let the experts... I couldn't imagine not talking
to
listeners.
The most interesting part of the show to me is when people call. People like Norman call over the years, Bernice, and just regular callers. I get a big kick out of talking to you folks. I like sort of getting a feel for who's out there. So that's what we're going to do a lot of today. We're going to start now. Then we'll break. Then we'll do the Burke segment. But here we go. I'm going to take calls. Let me give the numbers first, even though we have lots of lights on. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Now, Dan has typed the first name on the screen as Jickum, J-I-K-M.
Oh, cool.
I'm going to guess it's Jim.
I've never talked to a Jickum before.
But it could be Jickum. Let's see. Hey, Jickum?
No, it's Jim.
I don't want to talk
What a surprise.
Nope, you're jicking today.
How are you?
Sam's doing the best he can.
Yeah, we know, and that's a shame that that's the best he can do. What's up, Jim?
What I'd like to say in regard to the disrespect that St. Louis gets all the time, I'm retired now, but I worked at a major aircraft company.
Can't imagine what that would be.
Yeah. And we get very many visitors and guests from other parts of the country that work for the same company. And they'd come in, and we'd be very good hosts to them, take them to some of the good restaurants and suggest places for them to visit. And toward the end of the visit, they'd usually kind of let down. You know, we got very familiar after a few days with them, and they'd say, you know, there's just not much to do around here.
A flyover city, it's been called before.
Yeah. And we'd just kind of say, okay, well, you know, go back out to the West Coast. You know, you like that. You don't like this. Sorry, but we live here and we like it here.
Yeah. And here's the other thing. You know, if you really think about it, it's a business trip. You're not going to Disney World. I mean, it's a business trip. Let's do business. We'll have a nice dinner. There's plenty of nice places to have dinner. And beyond that, I don't know what the heck you're looking for, but if you want somebody to build your aircraft and do a great job, we'll take care of that. That's what we're here for. I'm serious. You know, if you're going to choose a market to do business in because they have a Space Needle or because they have the best strip club, well, that's kind of the wrong reason to do business there, I think. There's plenty to do here. Look, this is not the most vibrant downtown in the country.
Right.
But there's plenty to do. And quite frankly, when business people go into another town, all they really want is a nice place to stay, a decent meal, and maybe take in something. Well, we have the Fox and Powell Hall and the Muni and plenty of that stuff. And then you go home. You're not there that long anyway.
Well, usually by the time they saw Anheuser-Busch, they were pleased a little bit.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Jim.
See the horses there.
I appreciate the call.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And Jim may have been a first-timer. I didn't recognize him. Here's Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hi, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'm also known as Jickum.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, I heard on a sports talk show they were talking to a guy who provided the champagne, and I believe it's St. James Winery, and he said that if the Cardinals would have lost, it would have just been moved over to the Pirates, and the Pirates would have paid him $30 a bottle for it, but it's really $10 a bottle.
Wow.
And then I hope, just to be honest, I hope the Cardinals don't win the World Series, too.
And why
the reason
is,
well, my grandpa saw 7 World Series wins, and then he died. And my dad saw 7 World Series wins, and then he died.
And you've seen 6?
Yeah, I've seen 5.
Oh, boy.
So, oh, man.
You wanted to hold off for a bit.
Close.
That's great.
Well, you know what? If somebody can be superstitious about cufflinks or shirts, you can be superstitious about this. I think you've got a good reason for not wanting
to. Well, maybe they can get 6 this year and wait 20 years.
Yeah, and I give you a few years.
There you go. All right, then to quote that famous guy, Moon, thanks for calling.
All right, that's right. Thank you, Steve. Bye-bye. Am I in my right chair? Are you sure? Hold on, everybody.
What's that?
So
we each have a special chair we sit in.
Your right chair?
It doesn't feel right.
Does it have the duct tape on it?
No. This is not my chair.
Oh, you know what? It's down the hall.
Down the hall.
We'll have to go get it during the break.
I don't know.
Is it?
It's probably
that.
Is it John Carney?
I think it is. It probably is.
He hit my chair.
I mean,
that chair. We're going to chain that chair to this room.
I've seen him bark out orders a couple times to Josh and different people.
Hey, go get me Frank's chair. Oh, he wouldn't have said it like that. He said it like that. Hey, crew, go get me Frank's chair. And while you're there, see if there's anything else of his you can get as well. Yeah. Let's bring Dan in here. Hello, Dan.
It's Dakin. D-A-C-N.
Oh, okay. Hey, Dakin.
How's it going, Dakin?
Pretty good. Ham and PM.
Thank you.
I was going to tell you, too, I heard that same thing the previous caller said, but it was Mount Pleasant Winery out here in St. Charles County.
Yeah.
And they've given it's called 10 Bucks. That's the name of the champagne. They've given it to the Cardinals the last few times they've won the pennant in the series. But like the previous caller said, they were going to charge Pittsburgh for it if they had won last night.
Now are you serious? They give it to them at no charge?
Yeah, they donate it.
Now, how many bottles is that, you think?
Girl, I saw them did spraying bottles for like a half hour, 45 minutes.
It has to be like 50 cases.
It's got to be hundreds of bottles, yeah.
What do they get out of that, except that right now you're letting people know who they are? Outside of that, what's their return on that?
You couldn't tell by watching it last night what it was.
What's in it for them for doing that?
Goodwill, I guess.
Wow, that wouldn't be enough for me. I'd want it on the screen, champagne, just like, you know, when they go, so-and-so's clothing, Brian Williams' clothing provided by Hart, Schaffner, and Mark. I'd go champagne provided by, on the bottom of the screen in the locker room.
Well, it's a good thing it's donated. Those Cardinals don't have a lot of money to
throw
around.
No, they sure don't. They're almost broke.
Champagne.
Well, that's good to know. I didn't know that. Thank you, Dan.
Dakin.
Oh, Dakin. I'm sorry. Thank you, Dakin.
Yeah. You got it. See
you. All right. We have to break. We're going to be in trouble. Look at these calls. I hate to do this. I have to do it. We're going to get to you. I promise. We're going to come back. We've got a lot to talk about today. You do, I hope, or we won't have a show. Mr. Londoff, apparently I've done such a good job the last couple of times. Maybe sales numbers are up and a spike in the sales graph that he wants me to talk to you again today. And I'm happy to do it about the one and only Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, which has been up at the Washington Elizabeth exit off 270 since about 1960. I can't remember if it's 60 or 64, somewhere in there. Long time.
I think it's 60.
So that would be 63 years they've been in the same location. His daddy was an Edsel dealer.
53.
What? No, that location hasn't been there since 53.
No, I thought you said 60.
Oh, you're right. 53 years.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Wow. How about Dan getting something right?
Man.
What the?
Wow.
It's Dakin.
I'm sorry, Dakin.
Yeah. Dakin. Today.
Okay, 53 years. Mr. Londoff Sr. was an Edsel dealer. And the reason I mention that is, as you know, probably the car in America that was made more fun of than any other car was the Edsel. The Edsel kind of became the car that was the butt of, like, all the jokes, the ugly. Except when it came out, I think the world thought, wow, this is a beautiful car. And then for some reason, everything changed. I went, whoa, let's take another look at it. Maybe it's not so beautiful. In fact, it's ugly. Let's get rid of them as fast as we can. My point is, if you could sell Edsels, you could probably sell anything. And they recognized that. So when Mr. Londoff Sr. said, I think I'd like to get the rights to sell Chevy. I'd like for Chevy to sanction me as a Chevy dealer. I like that. They said, no. They looked at his resume and they went, sold Edsels. And you're a Marine. You're in. We'll take you. We'd love to have you. And the rest is history. And then one day about, how old do you think John Jr. is? 67?
Oh, yeah.
67 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. He would have been born after they opened, so 53. No, he was a little baby. When they opened 53 years ago, I think he was about 14, so about 67.
Yeah.
67 years ago, little John Londoff Jr. was born. And a lot of kids don't know what they want to be when they get old. You ask them, I want to be a fireman. You know, that's just what they say. I'm a cowboy, astronaut, policeman. It's my understanding that the first words he spoke, I can tell you my kids' first words. One of my sons, his first word was light. That's the first word he spoke at about two or whenever they talk. The other was ball, and my daughter was coke. Light, ball, and coke. Those were their first words.
Building in light.
Thank you. That's exactly that one day they're feeding him in his high chair. And then all of a sudden they heard, beating in that, beating in that. And Mrs. Londoff said, what did he say? Bring me a knot. And Mr. Londoff said, no, I think he said, say it again, Junior. And later they realized he didn't like being called Junior. And he said, beating in that. And Mr. Londoff said, he said, building a lot. This kid is destined for car success.
We should use that in our commercials.
Yeah, because they'd never used it. It's like it just came out of him. Beating a nut. And Mr. Londoff said, building a lot, how can I use that? And then he decided, once he paid off the building a lot, he thought, I'll take those words from my son's mouth, out of the mouths of babes, literally, and tell people we own our building a lot. So in a way, little baby John Londoff is responsible for a lot of the success of the dealership, even before he could barely wow. even talk then.
Yeah.
And of course, as you know now, one of the most successful dealerships in the country. Car business is a hard business. It is. Restaurant business is hard. A lot of businesses are hard, but car business is tough. And I think one of the reasons it's tough is you got a lot of other people in it. It's not like you're the only car dealer in town. You got a lot of other dealers, a lot of other Chevy dealers. And you got everybody saying kind of the same thing, even though in a lot of cases it's not true. But the one thing I don't hear other dealers say, I see them doing goofy antics on TV and laughing, and I see them, flailing their arms and balloons off the hanging off the cars and saying, come on in for a better deal. What I don't see them or hear them saying is that when you come in here, we're going to make this the kind of experience it ought to be. This ought to be an exciting, fun thing that you never dread again. They don't do that. You know why? Because they don't know how to do it when you get in there. They don't know how to make you feel that way. This place does. It does. Now, if you want to know about numbers, I got numbers. I don't know that that's that important, but I know they like to do it. Malibu's 18.9, Chevy Sonic's 12.5. The largest Silverado inventory in the Midwest, that's that big, beautiful pickup truck. Regular cabs start at just $15,500. I don't think anybody will give you more for your trade. Of course, these are the kind of things everybody says. Some people back it up, some people don't. I really don't think you'll ever hear Mr. Londoff say anything that he doesn't back up or that his people don't back up when you walk in there. Bruce Wine in the service department, you can do surgery on the floor of that place. It's so spotless and clean and efficient. The Washington Elizabeth exit off Highway 270, Interstate 270, that would be if you want to buy a Chevy and when the transaction is complete, realize that you can't wait, that you look forward to the next buying experience, then you have just done business with Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Online at Londoff.com.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
You know, Dan, I was listening to you guys on the way in here talking about the businesses that make it and have to shut down or think they have to.
Yeah.
You know, over here at the airport, these smaller airports, you don't think about it. Our hangars at Ideal Aviation, and yesterday all the media and small aircraft with Pittsburgh fans coming in here, this place was booming during the playoffs. So
I'll be darned.
Nice.
That's
yeah,
something.
I just thought it was interesting, and I do agree with Frank. I hate seeing all the champagne all the time.
Thank you. Thank you. It just it's lost its specialness, you know?
I told my wife that last night. I said, it seems like they're subdued on their, and then all of a sudden the champagne went. And I said, why do they have to do this after every single win?
It would be a lot more spectacular series if you saved it at least for the pennant, knowing you're going into the World Series. Save it for that.
I'm surprised that some organization or group or like AA or something
wasting money
hasn't come out and said no about the alcohol.
Well, no, they can't because then they're going to have to go after beer sales and all the every sporting event is sponsored primarily by beer people. Then they're going to have to go after that. So good luck with that one. You know, they're not drinking it anyway. They're, in fact, they ought to say, hey, way to go. Thanks for dumping it out and spraying it and wasting it as opposed to drinking it and having people go out and kill other people. That
all
would
they
be
have to do is, all they have to do is use seltzer water.
Nobody know the difference.
Yeah,
that's true. Hey, we do have an accident reported now on East 70 between 79 and Mid Rivers Mall Drive. And I see traffic approaching 79 eastbound starting to slow just a little bit. Other than that, we just have heavy traffic on southbound 270 Manchester to Doherty Ferry. And on eastbound 40 downtown, you're slowing from about Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. This report's brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. What happens when you combine St. Louis Bread Company's love of salads with their love of whole grains? Delicious happens. Try the new roasted turkey harvest wheatberry salad today, only at St. Louis Bread Company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, thank you, Tim. Before we go to commercials, let me just give people a little example of what hell my married life is. I just went on there and said my three kids' first words were Coke, ball, and light.
Coke. Yeah.
I didn't get the order right. I had a couple of kids crossed. One kid I said ball when it was the other one that said ball. So immediately my wife sends me a correction text.
Oh.
Here's what it says. Austin's first word was Coke. Amanda's was ball.
Oh.
I think I said my daughter's first word was Coke.
Right.
Oh, that changes the story. Boy, that makes it such a better story. Thank you. That's all. I just wanted to make sure I got that straightened out. The only thing I have to say is don't get married.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Live and local. Depend on it.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-422-1482. Final Trim is a breakthrough in weight loss. Take two capsules just once a day and you can experience maximum weight loss, allowing you to shed pounds in days. It uses natural ingredients, making it healthy and safe. If your weight loss with Final Trim is too dramatic, please decrease use and only take one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking all-natural Final Trim just once a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-422-1482. 1-800-422-1482. That number again is 1-800-422-1482.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-616-5339. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-616-5339. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-616-5339. That's 1-800-616-5339.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak Lending. History tells us these low mortgage rates can't last. As the economy improves, they will go up.
But they're low today, and Golden Oak Lending can lower your rate to 3.25%.
What about credit cards? Are you paying 10% interest and more? It's time to stop.
Refinance and get cash to pay down your debt. Call Golden Oak at 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
MLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.782 with qualified credit. 111 West Fort Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146.
Good news. The housing market is on the increase, and Golden Oak's mortgage rates are still at historic lows.
Use your home's new equity to pay down credit cards.
Call Golden Oak. We underwrite our own loans. We're FHA and VA approved, and we can help you purchase a home.
Lower your rate to 3.25%. Call Golden Oak, 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending.
Hey, over here on the stove. It's me, the cooking oil in your skillet. Do you know that every time you dump me down the sink or toilet, I stick to the inside of your sewer pipes? Yep, it's true. I've got quite a buildup going on down there. Of course, it's not just me. I've got friends who help. Butter, margarine, shortening, meat fats, dairy products, greasy sauces. And I'll let you in on a secret. One of these days, we're going to block the entire pipe. Don't think that running hot water down the drain will keep me from clogging. Nope. As soon as I get a little further down, that pipe is plenty cool enough for me to cling to its walls. What you can do to prevent blockage is to let me cool, pour me into an empty container like a jar, and then put the lid on and place me in the trash. And if you also scrape plates and pots into the trash instead of the garbage disposal, you just might prevent a big sewer backup. So please don't put me down the sink drain anymore. A girl gets tired of being dumped. Check out MSD's website for more information. www.stlmsd.com.
For all of your roofing needs, John Beal Roofing. Whether your roof is damaged in a storm or normal wear and tear, John Beal Roofing is here to help. Whether it's roofing or tuck pointing, three generations have been serving the St. Louis metropolitan area. Do not be fooled by some out-of-town person who knocks on your door trying to cut you a deal. Chances are you'll never see him again. John Beal Roofing, tried, true, and trusted. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF or John BealRoofing.com.
Let's get it started.
My business runs on efficiency, and today I found my secret weapon, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team helped us upgrade our credit card processing, and we saved a bundle. Didn't charge us a dime for new equipment. Our profit is up, and so am I.
Let's get it started.
Introducing the new Office Max Services Center. Get your first $5,000 of credit card processing free and save up to 15% or more on your monthly charges through North American Bank Card. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Johnny Nash, I Can See Clearly.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
Thank you.
I can see all obstacles in my way.
Thank you.
Gone are the dark clouds
that had me blind. It's going to be a bright, and it is a bright, sunshiny day. Well, I had something right on the tip of my tongue to say, and I just completely forgot it. This age thing is not pretty. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Hello, Joe. How are you?
Fine. How about yourself?
I've never been better.
I'm AM and PM.
That's the way to be. What a wonderful world it would be if everybody was AM and PM.
All right. This first time I ever talked to you.
Well, it's a pleasure. Call any time. What can we do for you?
Well, you made a comment about those people from the West Coast coming to St. Louis. I live up in Hannibal, and I come to St. Louis all the time, and I enjoy it. And you said something about they didn't like our strip clubs. Heck with them.
No, hold it. I didn't say that at all. I didn't say if they don't like our strip club. I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Okay.
But anyway, I enjoy the strip clubs.
Anyway.
All right.
Well, that's why they're here, for enjoyment of people like you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Now, listen, Joe, how often do you come in from Hannibal to go to the strip clubs?
Oh, probably every 2 months or so.
And is there, I don't want to publicize a particular one, but what did you like there? Do you just enjoy having a drink and looking at the, do you get lap dances or what happens?
No, I don't spend any money. I just enjoy looking at other people having fun.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it.
And the girls.
Yeah.
Let's not leave
while
that
you're,
out.
While you're are looking you, at other people having fun, you can see a bunch of naked girls.
Joe, are you married?
Yes, I am.
Does your wife ever go with you?
Oh, hell no.
Well, hang on. You know what? Some people do.
Their wives go.
Some people take their wives with them?
Yeah, some people, the wives love to go.
Maybe if you bring her in with you one time, you never know. She might get kind of fired up, and it might be the best weekend of your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never thought about that.
Well, give it a try.
Hey,
if it works out, let us know.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for the idea.
You're welcome. Thank you, Joe.
All right. Have a nice day.
I think Joe's going to do it. I've seen little ads where it says, bring your lady, you know, to some gentleman's club or something. So I guess people do.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this to make me look like a goody two-shoes or anything. I've never been to one of those joints on the east side. I went in one day at noon a million years ago to show my boss why I didn't think we wanted to have the place on the air. And I'd never been in there, but I just had heard what a seedy, nasty, yucky kind of place it was, and sure enough, he went with me, and he agreed, and we took him off the air. But I've never gone over there any evening to any of them. You know, I know PT's is a big name. Is it still there?
Yeah.
I've never been to one of those places. I don't know that I get it, because if you're horny and you're kind of lonely, isn't, like, the worst punishment you could give yourself to make even more frustrated?
Being dangled right in front of your face, and you have to walk and go home
by
yourself.
You can't have this.
I found out. That's what I don't get.
Yeah. We found out one of our old program directors used to go over there all the time, and he was like the straight-laced, wore a suit every day, and he looked like George Jetson.
Really?
Yeah.
But see, that's those people with double lives.
Yeah, he would end up over there a lot.
I used to work with a guy who... I'm serious, like five times a week. Remember when on Lindbergh they had these massage parlors that weren't real massage parlors? You go in there and get an HJ, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
This guy, at least 5 days a week, was down to Lindbergh. Man, he spent more cash on Lindbergh, and he was just a regular. I mean, they would literally, I think, if they looked at their watches, go, hey, Bill hadn't been
like
here.
Like a punch card.
Hope he's okay. Oh, man, he loved that. And he was single, and what the heck, you know, good for him. Hello, Al.
Good
Lou. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
I go over to the strip clubs frequently, but I never go in. I'm a limo driver.
Oh, you got some stories.
I get paid to sit outside.
You have to have stories, though.
Actually, I don't have as many as other drivers do. Maybe I'm a deterrent now.
Maybe you're just a turd. Did you call yourself a turd?
No, a deterrent.
Oh, okay. Hey, do you usually carry couples, four people, bachelorettes? What do you usually take
over? I mainly do, like, weddings and birthdays and bachelors and bachelorettes.
Weddings at a strip club?
No.
No, just the other times.
Oh,
either.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Strip club is mainly bachelors. Every now and then you'll get a birthday. Very rarely do you get bachelorettes. I had a bachelorette years ago. They went over, there used to be a place over there called Boxers and Briefs.
Okay.
It was guy dancers, and the women were in there all of 10 minutes because the clientele were mainly guys.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was,
makes sense.
More of an alternative club.
Yeah.
Yeah, the girls didn't last very long. But I also wanted to say, you guys were talking about the different celebrations of baseball. 2 years ago and 3 years ago, when the Rangers would advance, they used ginger ale because Josh Hamilton was a recovering drug addict and alcoholic.
Wow, that's pretty interesting.
And they used ginger ale. He offered to let them celebrate with alcohol, and they said, no, because you're part of this team. You helped us get here, so we're going to celebrate with ginger ale with you.
Good for you. And by the way, it's the same effect. Visually, it's the same look and the same feeling.
Yeah.
Can I ask you real quickly, Al, have you ever been part of the Arbitron rating system?
Nope.
All right. There's another one. Thank you, Al.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Over the course of
100% so far.
Over the course of not very much time, we're going to establish that almost nobody is included in this ratings thing called Arbitron that people who don't know how to buy advertising seem to rely on so heavily. It's the biggest joke in the entire media industry. Let's say hello to John. Hello, John.
Hey, fellas. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
How's everybody doing today?
Let me check. Right. How are we
good, John.
It sounds like
I'm
doing, we're doing
I'm
okay.
AM in the PM.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
He wants to get in
I'm making fun of Norm.
Well, we don't make fun of Norm, but...
Well, I'm having fun.
Oh, that's good. That's okay. What can we do for you?
Just a quick question here. Just reading the Post today.
Mm-hmm.
This Ian Frobe, I guess... reviewed a new restaurant over near Baldwin Valley Park.
Okay.
I guess my question is Frank,
okay,
why would this guy decide to totally rip apart, shred this new restaurant? And it's only been open a couple months, but why would they do that?
Well, I don't know the story. What kind of restaurant was it?
It's a new Mexican restaurant called Wild Agave.
Okay, and what was
it? Trying some new things that would be different than, you know, an El Magway. But the first thing out of his mouth is, how can you screw up a taco? And he was talking about an item on their menu called street tacos, and he said the tortilla was crispy and kind of oily. Well, that's how they do it. They put it on a griddle of flour tortilla or a corn tortilla. And anyway, it was just why.
Anyway,
couldn't you just maybe not write about them? Or
I don't know if it's a restaurant reviewer's job, though. I mean, I think is to give opinion. I mean, it's
critic.
I don't know.
Was he trashing the place?
Oh, top to bottom, he said there was one good thing. There's a sandwich. The bread. You wouldn't have surprised me had you told me it came from a better restaurant. And if they spend that much time just on this porta bread, why wouldn't they spend more time on other food?
Well, I'm with you. I got to tell you something. First of all, the restaurant business is one of the hardest businesses in the world. 75% of restaurants close within 18 months, new ones when they open.
Exactly. Okay.
So why? What's the point, and how do you feel good about helping bury somebody who's trying to make a living, and just because you didn't like it, maybe you were there on an off day. Maybe the place just... Oh, I mean, I'm with you. I don't know that I get it. I get reviewing movies, but for goodness sakes, unless... I don't get it. They're trying
to
make
it. My point, Frank, is that, you know, these guys, it's hard enough as it is.
Well, here's the good news. Very few people read the paper. That's the good news. No, it's true. It's true. Most people do not read the paper.
I've never even heard of that guy.
No. Most people do not read the paper. So if it's any consolation to that restaurant, most people didn't read that bad review.
Well, I read it online. I didn't actually, like, pick up the paper. But either way, I think it used to be with Riverfront Times.
Yeah, well, but, I agree with you. I don't know that I understand the point of that.
It's hard enough as it is. Let the chips fall where they may with the restaurant business. But I mean,
you know, and isn't it funny though? They don't do that with car dealers. They don't do a column where, well, I'd never buy a car at this place because I went in and here's the experience I had. Isn't that interesting? They don't do that.
They don't do it
with anything else. So why do you want to put somebody?
Sad. Yeah, the local paper would try to put a local business. Especially now
when it's harder than it's ever been.
All these things we just talked about, I wrote this guy. Of course, I haven't heard from him. I was polite. I said, I'm not calling rant and rave. I just got a question. Why would you do that?
Yeah, exactly. I appreciate that you did that. Thank you, John.
Well, I won't hear from him. But anyway.
Well, you never know.
Anyway.
You never know. Thank you.
Especially
everybody should do what he did, though. You should write that columnist and go, what exactly are you trying to accomplish by putting a little guy like that, helping put him out of, are you trying to put him out of business? Do you have secretly a part of a restaurant yourself that you're just competing with them? What the heck?
Yeah, and your job is part of a paper that just thrives on advertising. And
you're not
maybe
get
this
any
place.
Of theirs.
Yeah.
That's for sure. And by the way, they wouldn't do that about a restaurant that spends money.
I
guarantee you they wouldn't write an article trashing a restaurant that spends money with them. Thompson Price. Here's what I want you to take away from the name Thompson Price. That's the name Price. And if you're talking to a kitchen and bath company with a similar name, but you're not sure if it's who we're talking about when you hear us talking about, then look and see if the name Price is in the company name. And if it's not, you're dealing with somebody else. We want you to give Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home a shot at your business. Notice I didn't say we want you to hire them. We don't tell people. We don't work like that. I want you to give them a chance. The rest is up to them. They have to earn your business. They have to blow you away with their blueprints, with their ideas. They have to impress you to the point that you go, okay, of everybody we've talked to, this is who we want to do our kitchen and or bathroom. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Check out their showroom. It's in DePere, about a half mile east of 270 in the shopping center next to McAllister's Deli where TJ Maxx is there. You're going to be very impressed because they only do it one way, and that is right. ThompsonPrice.com. 4 o'clock. Big 5.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. What a comeback the stock market made as investors became optimistic about a possible agreement to sit down.